Grab that aspirin because we've got another debate hangover. Donald Trump and three other guys took the stage in Miami last night before Super Tuesday Part 3 happens on March 15th. If you were looking for another cage match, well, we're sorry to tell you. What we got was substance on issues like education, social security, and foreign policy. Here's what happened in 90 seconds. We finally got into the nitty-gritty on trade, which is Trump's central and distinguishing policy issue.
Trade deals are absolutely killing our country. If you don't tax certain products coming into this country from certain countries, we're going to continue to lose businesses and we're going to continue to lose jobs.
Yes, Trump wants to protect American jobs by enacting higher tariffs.
The 45% tax is a threat. It was not a tax, it was a threat.
But the other candidates pushed back on Trump's protectionism.
It's not China that pays the tax. It's you, the working men and women. We've seen prior presidential candidates who propose massive tariffs, you know, Smoot-Hawley led to the Great Depression.
Score one for Cruz on getting a Smoot-Hawley reference in. But what about outsourcing?
I know the H-1B very well, and it's something that I frankly use, and I shouldn't be allowed to use. We shouldn't have it.
While Trump wants a pause on worker visas that he himself uses, Rubio wants to close loopholes for companies abusing the program.
The visa should only be available for companies to use directly to hire workers, and that we should be stricter in how we enforce it.
So Rubio thinks politicians in Washington are better at making hiring decisions than the businesses who are actually hiring? Okay, well, what do the candidates think about Cuba?
I would probably have the embassy closed until such time as a really good deal was made.
A 50-plus year embargo on Cuba has done nothing, but the GOP field wants to keep the failed policy. Why not let Americans see the horrors of socialism firsthand? Oh, and when it comes to foreign policy, all the candidates still want to bomb the hell out of the Middle East.
It's got to be shock and awe in the military speak.
But other than that, it was a pretty civil evening, am I right?
I cannot believe how civil it's been up here.
And that's what we got from the Republican debate.